he has confirmed that the day services will return to Ballyshannon, and I very much welcome this news that the Health Minister has clarified this upon my request. And day services will return once the HS management team and the HR department recruit all the required staff. I understand this is a vital service. I've heard it on the doorsteps for all the people, indeed the families of Ballyshannon and surrounding areas. And I'll continue to keep the pressure on the HSE to ensure that it reopens as quickly as possible once the staff are ready to go. But also the Minister also confirmed that all services will resume at the hospital once recruitment is complete. And, you know, I'm delighted that with the Shiel Hospital, it's just a state-of-the-art facility which serves the needs of South Donegal and North Leitrim. And again, I'm absolutely delighted that this day services will be reinstated.
But as you touched on, it is all depending on the recruitment of necessary staff. Are you confident in that recruitment campaign? We have had a few false dawns, as it were.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I have been assured that the HSE management continues to work closely with the HR department to recruit the required staff. I'm delighted that the Minister has given that commitment, and it was a commitment that we gave to open the Shiel Hospital. And there's 41 of the long-term care beds are operational up to 19 November, and the remaining 11 beds will be occupied by in the next few days. But it is correct that there's no short-term beds. However, I have been assured that once the staff are recruited as well, that these will be safely to open shortly.
Are you disappointed, though, that some of this state-of-the-art facility is lying idle still?
Absolutely. These things take far too long. However, HR departments and recruitment can be a difficult process. Nothing to do with the political process. But again, I want to thank the management and the staff and the people of Ballyshannon and indeed South Donegal for the great work that's gone on in the Shiel Hospital. It's been there for generations, and you know on the doorstep the love they have for their local hospital. And again, I'm delighted to assist.